This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Northwest riot picking a cabinet. I'm Elliot Francis. In Portland, Oregon, police say protests have turned to rioting with property damage and dangerous behavior by some demonstrators. Meanwhile, other demonstrations around the country were mostly peaceful. In Oakland, California, organizer Kat Brooks says people should be able to protest.
We really thought that it was important to have a place for community to come together, for like-minded folks to come together, black folks, brown folks, poor folks, to express their rage, to express their anger, but more importantly, to gel together as a community as we prepare to organize for what it means to survive as people of color in a country that's run by Donald Trump.
The president-elect and his senior team have begun the task of picking a cabinet. RNC chairman Reince Priebus.
I think people are taking a breath, getting some of the details figured out. There's just these transition teams, as you know, have been working for months and months and months. And so slowly but surely, I think those details will come out.
Reince Priebus, just one of the names under consideration for the new administration. I'm Elliot Francis. While Donald Trump had a sit-down with President Obama over the transition of power, the president-elect's attorneys were meeting with a judge in San Diego, California, over the now-defunct Trump University. Jim Roop reports.
U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who Trump criticized during the campaign, will hear pretrial motions in a class-action lawsuit that claims students of Trump University were conned into paying up to $35,000 for real estate secrets they never got. Former TU salesman James Harris says it was all about the upsell.
Well, if you pay this amount, we're going to teach you this much. If you pay this amount, we're going to go further with you.
All they got, students claim, is further in debt. The six-year-old suit also says TU made claims it was an accredited university and students would receive a year of mentoring by people handpicked by Trump. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Canadian singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen has died. In a career spanning five decades, he's probably best known for his haunting composition, Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen was 82. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. For a second night, about 200 anti-Trump protesters gathered outside the Trump International Hotel in Washington and then went to the White House. But unlike demonstrations elsewhere, the D.C. protests remained peaceful. And there were some Trump supporters who turned out last night as well. Voter turnout in Maryland this year was not exactly what officials had expected.
Despite long lines at some polling places, Maryland state officials say turnout for this year's election was the lowest for a presidential election in 24 years. Roughly 66% of registered voters in the state took part in early voting or cast their ballot on Election Day. Since 1992, the average was at least 70%. This year, it was believed numbers could have gone as high as 80%, but in the end, only 2.5 of the roughly 4 million registered voters in the state actually took part. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A longtime tradition continues. Later this morning in Arlington National Cemetery, Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Morgan.
The President of the United States traditionally lays a wreath at 11 o'clock to commemorate Veterans Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and that is followed by an observance program where both he and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs give an address.
The public is welcome to this morning's ceremony, and no ticket is needed, but officials say if you're going, plan to get there around 9:30. The former police chief of Howard County is now the county's new sheriff. Governor Larry Hogan has appointed Bill McMahon to fill the vacancy left by the recent resignation of embattled Sheriff James Fitzgerald. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,808, the NASDAQ at 5209. Sports, the Ravens beat Cleveland. Redskins wide receiver DeSean Jackson's status for Sunday is uncertain after missing a second day of practice with a shoulder injury. The Wizards host the Cavaliers tonight. The Caps are in Chicago. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, if you use Interstate 95, this will be in the southbound direction for the crash. All northbound lanes are open, so you're fine coming out of Stafford to the Beltway. Southbound, south of the Beltway, as you make your trip past the Franconia Springfield Parkway, stay to the far two left lanes to get by the crash. A lot of activity at the scene of the incident here. But again, this is southbound. Just a little bit of volume forming at this early hour, and I plan for just to be cautious there and a little extra time. Now we go around the Beltway, Virginia, no problems. Annandale, Tysons to the Legion Bridge. Heading to the Legion Bridge from Maryland on the outer loop, just past River Road, have a crash. Mostly confined, looks like to the right shoulder, but a lot of a rescue still at the scene there. See a lot of flashing lights. No delay. So coming, say, from 270 to the Legion Bridge with that activity. And for road work, that's out there again on 27 Ridge Road, this time both directions. Before and after Route 80 Kemptown Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still locked in. Another dry day today. Dry weather expected through the weekend. Wind should back off as we head through the morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine through the day. 63. Upper 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. Some spots near freezing. Sunshine tomorrow a little cooler. 53. Sunny on Sunday. Highs back to the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Alexandria, 47 in Kensington, and 47 in Washington. Anti-Trump protests continue in several cities, and in one, a riot broke out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today. And by the way, what a great morning lineup we have for you. We're going to be talking to Trevor Maddich at 6:35 about the big Redskins game this weekend. Joe Concha, media analyst, will join us at 7:05. The great one, Mark Levin at 7:35. And Brett Baer from your Fox News channel at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The Democrats are in disarray. They're having a collective nervous breakdown. They are having a temper tantrum. We are seeing Democrats and liberals and protesters in the streets protesting and not. Is it me or are they just not accepting the results of the presidential election? Remember when that was the most un-American thing you could possibly do? Weren't they saying that about Donald Trump?
That's
when
right.
He said,
yeah,
you know, he would refuse to, maybe I won't accept the well, either way, they are having a nervous breakdown right now, and we thought we'd help them out here. They need a little help. You know, we're giving. We're loving. We like to support our friends who are Democrats. They need a little help in hand right now. And let's start at the top. With Hillary Clinton losing the presidential election... Let me just say it one more time. With Hillary Clinton losing the presidential election, this means that the Clinton family is basically going to slink away into obscurity, or at least they normally would. We'll see what happens. They'll try to, you know, reincarnate something going on there. But they're out of the picture. President Obama has less than 70 days left. He's a lame duck president. He will officially be out of the picture. And everyone's looking around at each other saying, well, who's going to lead us? Who's now the de facto head of the Democratic Party? And I want to ask you, who should be the new chairman of the DNC? Who should be the high-profile Democrat carrying the standard for that party? Who do you think is the appropriate person? And let's get creative here. You know, we can look beyond the Beltway. We can look beyond the politicians who were Democrats. I mean, maybe Miley Cyrus should be the new head of the Democrats, right? Exactly, that kind of thing. But there is a very serious discussion going on right now in the corridors of power within the Democratic Party in Washington, D.C., about who, at the very least, should be the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And we would love your advice here. Why don't you participate in our exercise to help them out? 888-630-9625. Who would you like to see elevated as the chief spokesman and sort of organizer, planner, manager, ringleader for the Democratic Party? 888-630-9625. Here's who's already throwing their hat in the ring. Howard Dean. Right. Good old Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Back to the future. Everything old is new again. We obviously have to, we have to fix where we've headed, and we've got to reinvent the Democratic Party. So none other than Howard Dean has thrown his hat into the ring and said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it.
That screams for a comment.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Keith Ellison, congressman from Minnesota, one of the most liberal in the House of Representatives, the first Muslim American to be in the House of Representatives, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, always good for a volatile and incendiary comment on television. People are saying that he should be the new head of the Democratic National Committee. Elizabeth Warren gave an impassioned interview with Rachel Maddow yesterday, gave a speech before union members, by the way, didn't mention Hillary Clinton's name once during the whole thing. People are saying that she should take up the mantle. Bernie Sanders, everyone's looking to Bernie, say, maybe we went wrong there. Maybe Bernie should be the guy. Some people have said former Governor Martin O'Malley should be the new DNC chair. I mean, he's here in the neighborhood. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have anything to do. Maybe Martin O'Malley should be up there. I personally think that it makes a total and complete sense to have Howard Dean back up there. I think it would be hilarious. It would be great for conversation. It would certainly set up some stellar conflicts on television, and that's what breeds political discussion in this town, conflict. I think it makes total sense, and he knows how to raise money. But we'll see. I'm not a Democrat, and maybe I'm just offering Howard Dean up there because I want them to fail.
Yeah.
But he does represent who they are. He is to the left.
Yep.
He is obnoxious. He is a bully. And as we remember from one of his television appearances late in the campaign, he's pretty uninformed on things that are going on.
Yeah, he doesn't have a clue.
He doesn't have details about what Republicans believe or what issues are. All he knows is that if a Republican is for it, he's against it. And let's face it, they're the opposition party in this town. That's what they need to be. That's my suggestion, but I'd love to hear your suggestion. Maybe Barbara Streisand should come to town and head the Democrats. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, clearly, they are in absolute disarray over there on that side of the equation. I mean, one hears there was a meeting in which they did sort of a postmortem on what went wrong with the surrogates, a phone call, a conference call, and they couldn't find out. They couldn't determine one thing that they had done wrong in the election. Clearly they need to rethink. There was a meeting at the DNC in which apparently a staffer stood up and yelled at Donna Brazile and said, you blew it, and had some other entertaining things to say. Look, it's very clear that the Democrats need to stop and bring in some new blood, to bring in people who look at things differently. The Democrats need to bring in someone who, looks at the world in a different way and comes to different conclusions, because their thinking needs to be reworked completely. And so they need imaginative leadership, and I have just the man.
Okay.
I have just the man for them, Congressman Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson of Georgia, one of my favorite congressmen in America.
Congressman Hank Johnson. He needs to be the person that the Democrats choose to run their party. And
We know what his agenda would be.
Well, he would not want any more Marines on Guam.
That is correct.
Because he's very worried that if you put 8,000 Marines on Guam, it will make the island so heavy on one side that it might tip over. And a man who loves balloons. Remember that?
Sure.
Yeah, well, Hank Johnson.
Have a treasure trove of Hank Johnson.
Clearly, they need to rethink their party. And I think Hank Johnson is the kind of innovative, outside-of-the-box thinking person that they need.
The injustice of there being no helium for comedians to get that high-pitched voice.
We need this man on cable news on a nightly basis speaking on behalf of the Democrats.
I think that they really need to seriously think about this, if for no other reason the entertainment value it will bring us.
David at Hillside, you're first up on WMAL. The Democrats need our help, David, and I know you can do this. Who should lead their party now?
I was thinking either Bruce Springsteen or Ronnie Howard.
Ronnie Howard, well, first of all, are you sure Ronnie Howard's a lefty? I mean, I have no doubt he's a Democrat just because he's you know, by default, born in Hollywood. But I don't know if he's a lefty. His brother is actually a conservative Republican.
Well, Ronnie Howard and Andy Griffith and...
Happy Days, the film director.
Yes, and Henry Winkler, they made commercials for Obama, so I'm pretty sure he's a lefty.
All right. I'll look into that. I know I wouldn't inflict that on him, though, only because his brother's pretty cool. But Bruce Springsteen would be perfect. Bruce Springsteen is about right. And also, by the way, clueless on what actually does affect Americans. We'll take more of your calls on this in a moment. 888-630-9625. I think Howard Dean is a perfect choice for the Democrats. Brian, thinking outside the box, wants to elevate Hank Johnson from Georgia.
I'm in big favor of that.
To the position. And we'll give you more about the details in this meeting of the DNC, where Donna Brazile got screamed at by her staff, and more of your calls. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia. Well, you had to start the morning off with an accident, but here we go. It's in the opposite flow of the commute, and it's southbound on I-95, just south of the Beltway, south of Backlick Road. You're coming off of the Beltway, coming off of 395. You want to head southbound 95 and stay to the left to get by the accident. A lot of fire and rescue units still at the scene, so see a lot of flashing lights. Now, for northbound commuters, they're doing okay. No delay and no problems northbound coming out of Stafford and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now, for Maryland, had a crash on the Beltway on the outer loop after River Road before you get to the American Legion Bridge, all confined to the right shoulder. No delay. So you're coming up on that activity at speed. Be very careful again on the outer loop before the American Legion Bridge. Don't want that to be a second crash. On 27 Ridge Road, here's the drill. You know the routine. They've been doing a lot of paving. South of Pen Shop Road now down toward 80 Kemptown Road. Watch for Flagman direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, it's going to be breezy today and a mix of cloud and suns, a high of 63. Tonight, clear, going to dip down to 38 chilly degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny, 53. And then I want to tell you that on Sunday, we're looking for mostly clear skies and a low 60. And by the way, Sunday night, the supermoon, that's right, the second of three supermoons this year. It's supposed to be 13% larger, 30% brighter. Your best viewing will be Sunday night in this area, so you'd want to definitely go out and check that out. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 517.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
That's the guy you want running the Democrats.
I think he would be brilliant.
I mean,
clearly, the man thinks outside the box.
He does.
And
he
that's
does.
What Democrats need more than anything else.
That's Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, Brian's nominee. By the way, seems to be a lot of support for this guy.
It is clear that we have a narcissistic fascist who has claimed the Republican nomination. That's the fact. The real question is, what are we going to do about it as a nation?
Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, by the way, Minnesota, a state that was too close to call even into yesterday on the count as to who would, that narcissistic fascist almost won Keith Ellison's state. But you know, listen, that's the kind of thing that we're going to hear from them. This is the kind of thing we should expect. Maybe that is the right kind of leader for the Democrats coming out of this failed election. What do you think, John in Manassas, who should be the head of the Democratic Party now going forward? They don't know.
Well, you have to be able to lead by example, and you have to be a heck of a fundraiser. So there's only one answer: Rob Blagojevich.
Rob, former imprisoned governor of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich.
That's the man.
All right. Well, he's a crook. And he does have access
to money. He'll lead by example.
Thank you, John. He's got a hell of a head of hair, too. I've always thought. That hair on Rob Blagojevich.
The best hair money can buy.
He is on a release program, so that kind of makes sense. By the way, Howard Dean, let's not forget, just like a month ago, Howard Dean, the man who was paid to go on television and speak on behalf of Democrats over some emails that had been released. Information about emails, Hillary Clinton emails released by the FBI notes. Remember this?
Mm-hmm. This sounds like nothing. Who's saying this? This is nothing. This is the last batch. Couple of batches of emails have revealed exactly nothing. Now, who is pushing this notion that this there is a quid pro quo with the State Department?
But I just want to make it. I just want to make you aware. We've got the WikiLeaks stuff going on, but this new information is because of the notes that were taken during interviews, the release of information, certain redacted portions of conversations between FBI and State, and what it meant with that statement for quid pro quo, the assertion coming from the FBI to State.
So why would anybody suspect that the FBI had done something crooked or criminal?
Why would that phrase be used to talk with someone in Hillary Clinton?
Well, there you have it. This was Howard Dean completely clueless on what was going on with regard to the FBI notes on Hillary Clinton's emails. All he knew was it was wrong and it was the Russians.
Yeah.
John and Frederick, you're next up on WMAL. Democrats need help figuring out who's going to lead them. John, what do you think?
Hey, John.
Good morning. Well, I was thinking since a lot of the media already worked for the DNC, maybe somebody like Wolf Blitzer is still in the job pretty well.
Wolf Blitzer, I think that is an interesting idea, or Anderson Cooper, or
Candy Crowley.
Rachel Maddow. Candy Crowley's out of work right now. She could find herself a gig. Rachel Maddow, perhaps. Perhaps Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Perhaps Brian. Well, I would suggest Brian Williams, but actually, he already had the job. for Ted, I remember him telling that story about how he was the.
I think he said he was already a DNC chair at one time.
Right. It was right after he came back from serving in Iraq and coming under heavy fire. Thank you, John, for that.
Yeah, thanks, John.
By the way, the current acting chair of the DNC, Donna Brazile. You're right, Brian. This was an unbelievable meeting. About 150 employees, where apparently. A guy named Zach. That's all we know about him. Various people who were in the meeting told the Huffington Post that Zach stood up to ask a question. And he said, quoting, "Why should we trust you as chair to lead us through this? You backed a flawed candidate. Your friend, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, plotted through this to support your own gain and yourself." And apparently some of the staffers started, you know, going, sit down, leave her alone.
He wasn't
going
to have
And Brazil started to answer the question, and then he said, apparently shouting in the room of the DNC staffers, "You're part of the problem. You and your friends will die of old age, and I'm going to die from climate change. You and your friends let this happen, which is going to cut 40 years off my life expectancy." And then he gathered his things and started to walk out.
Oh, Lord. You know what they say? When your opponents are self-destructing, you know, just sit back and enjoy. Don't say much.
You're right. And based on that, that's why I'm kind of starting to like your idea of Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson.
DNC. Yeah. What about you? 888-630-WMAL. Who should lead the Democrats?
It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life, and now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. What you need to know if you're heading around, say, from the 270 Spur, around from 270 to the American Legion Bridge toward Virginia, there is an accident on the outer loop just past River Road. Now, you are coming up on this at speed because it's all confined to the shoulder, but that can be dangerous. So again, do watch on the Beltway outer loop after River Road before the American Legion Bridge if you're heading through that stretch. Using 27 Ridge Road, here we go through Damascus. We still have some flagman crews out there because of the paving project and passing 80 Kemptown Road in each direction, slowing. Virginia, southbound 95, south, opposite flow of the commute, but we have an unusual backup here early on. The accident is south of Backlick Road. The 2 right lanes are blocked. You need to stay the left to get by. Northbound, no delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still locked in. Another dry day today. Dry weather expected through the weekend. The wind should back off as we head through the morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine through the day. 63. Upper 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. Some spots near freezing. Sunshine tomorrow a little cooler. 53. Sunny on Sunday. Highs back to the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is now 527 on WMAL.
Howard Dean says he wants to be the chairman of the Democratic National Committee again. I mean, think about it. It's a great idea. He can travel the country on behalf of the Democrats.
Going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. And we're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! It never loses its charm.
Please, God, make this happen.
Make that happen for us.
Todd in Front Royal, do you have a suggestion for the Democrats? We're trying to help them out.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that they need to have a never-say-die attitude. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah.
Maybe reinvent yourself. So Jeb Bush is their guy.
Jeb Bush,
yeah,
as the chairman of the DNC.
That guy needs to be president, doesn't he?
Todd, thanks for the call. Listen, it's been a rough week for the Bush family, and they do need to have some sort of, coming to grips with what happened. I don't know if Jeb Bush as the chairman of the DNC makes the most sense, though, for the Democrats, at least.
No, but it would give him something to do.
That's true. In
idle days.
It's now 5:28 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations like the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation. By contributing to the foundation, CFC number 47874, you'll be supporting their campaign to complete the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Help them add the stories of Marines from 1976 through today. To learn more, visit marineheritage.org or visit WMAL.com/charity.
There is a thing called the Toy Hall of Fame, and they've put out their nominations for this upcoming year. We'll give you the list and see whether you agree with it. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In several cities, more anti-Trump protests yesterday and again last night, and in Portland, Oregon, they turned violent.
President-elect Donald Trump calling protests against his victory unfair, tweeting overnight that they are professional protesters incited by the media. This as largely peaceful protesters across the country take to the streets for the second night in a row. The anger boiling over in Portland. Police classifying it as a riot. A stark contrast to the pageantry at the White House earlier in the day.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, Donald Trump's lawyers have agreed to enter settlement talks in a class action fraud lawsuit involving the president-elect and his now defunct Trump University. But plaintiff's attorney Patrick Coughlin disagrees with the move. He wants to take Trump to trial.
Our clients have been waiting, you know, for 6.5 years. Many of them are senior citizens. You know, the lead plaintiff here, Sonny Lowe, is in his 70s. You know, they can't wait for years for this. They've already waited, and it's been put off a number of times at the defense request.
For the time being, jury selection is set to begin later this month with opening arguments set for around December 14th. It's Veterans Day, and if you're a veteran, you have lots of businesses and restaurants eager to show their gratitude for your service with some Veterans Day freebies.
Here are just a few of the offers available. Applebee's, California Pizza Kitchen, Chili's, Hooters, Mimi's Cafe, and Olive Garden are among those offering a free meal. Outback Steakhouse is offering a free Bloomin' Onion, free apps at Ruby Tuesday, free coffee and a donut at Krispy Kreme, free haircuts at Great Clips, and the National Park Service is offering free admission to everyone regardless of military status. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,808, the NASDAQ at 5209. Sports Thursday Night Football, the Ravens get the win over the hapless Browns. The Wizards host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. The Caps are in Chicago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all
the
out
team.
And about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're going to head south on Interstate 95, south of the Beltway after Backlick Road. That's where we have the crash along the right side. And I am seeing delays growing back to the Beltway, so I know that's an unusual slowdown. So be prepared, again, if you're coming off of the Beltway or 395 and you need to get south down and toward Newington and beyond, a little bit of extra time. Now on 66, no problems to report there. Around the Beltway, Virginia quiet. Maryland Beltway, there is a crash confined to the shoulder, but be very careful. You're up at speed as you pass the accident on the outer loop after River Road before you get to the American Legion Bridge. And on this federal holiday, reminder that those reversible roads carry two-way traffic this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
But a bit of a breeze this morning. High pressure remains dominant. Cold front on March, though, cooler by tomorrow. 63 this afternoon as the winds diminish with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Nice Friday night out, clear but chilly late. 38 degrees outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow and chilly, 53. On Sunday, mostly sunny. It'll wake up frosty, and we'll get in the low 60s in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Gainesville, 47 in Bethesda, 47 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry here at 6:35. Trevor Maddich here to talk about the Redskins game this weekend. 7:05, media analyst Joe Concha. At 7:35, the great one, Mark Levin. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Barbie is already in the Toy Hall of Fame, but we just learned, you know, there was another election this week.
Yes, I know.
Three toys.
And we were so focused on the other that we let this
that
one
we sort
slip
of
by.
Lost sight of the big election, who would be in the National Toy Hall of Fame. And there are three winners. We're going to reveal that to you. But we also want to discuss, as always, the egregiously overlooked and find out from you what toys should be in the Toy Hall of Fame if they aren't already. Have you noticed, we're having a little fun this morning. Have you noticed we're having a little fun this morning? Because guess what? We earned it.
Yeah. We needed some fun after all that stuff.
And you earned some fun, too. So let's talk about the National Toy Hall of Fame and what toys are in. Here are the latest three.
Okay.
The Little People, Fisher House Little People. I'm not, you know, those little toys. It's actually a really great toy. Did you ever play with them?
Little People?
No, I didn't. I never. That was post me.
My kids love the Little People. No, they've been around since 1959.
Really?
Little wooden figures, a school bus,
I don't ever recall playing with the Little People.
It was called the Play Family until 1985, and then they came up. So the farm set, the Little People farm set,
right,
is very big in my home. I'm pretty sure with my four kids, I had three different versions of it at various points because things would get lost. And so the Little People are in. And then the swing. They always have a basic toy that makes it in.
Like the ball.
Last year, I think it was the ball.
Or the bicycle.
Yeah, this year, it's the swing. And then Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons has made... So all of you Dungeons & Dragons geeks and freaks out there...
D&D people.
Exactly. Congratulations, you finally made it. What didn't make the cut? The things that sort of slipped through the cracks there. The things that ended up being the...
There's some egregious overlooking here.
The game Clue. Yeah. Now, I am a big fan of the game Clue, and Clue did not make it in. Care Bears did not make it in, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The Coloring Book did not make it in. Pinball.
You don't like the idea of the Coloring Book, though, as a toy.
It's not a toy.
Yeah.
It's not a toy. It's a book.
So you're okay that he got overlooked.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It doesn't deserve to be in there. Transformers. Now, this I find to be one of the most egregiously overlooked. Rock'em Sock'em Robots, which was one of my absolute favorites as a kid.
In God's name, are the Rock'em Sock'em Robots not in the Toy Hall
of
Fame?
I don't know.
How can that be?
It is a scandal of epic proportions.
It is. That means truly. I think the system is rigged.
Quite possibly. Are you going to take to the streets?
That's right. the election was rigged.
I would like Rock'em Sock'em Robots in. That's my egregiously overlooked. What about you? 888-630-9625. Yeah, what was your favorite toy growing up? Give us a call, and we will tell you if it is in the Toy Hall of Fame, because I doubt you know all of the toys in the Toy Hall of Fame, but I've got the list right in front of me. 888-630-WMAL. I'm with Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Yeah. That was my go-to toy. My brothers and I used to love playing with that darn thing, and we broke it quite a bit.
Yeah, listen, I think most of my really big ones, because I am from the Wham-O era.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm big on the Wham-O, which was the Frisbee and the Monster Magnet and what was the other thing? The Shoop Shoop Hula Hoop. Oh, that was a big thing.
Oh, I don't think the Monster Magnet is.
It's not it. Well, it should be. And the Super Bowl. I love the Super Bowl. Those were things that I had a lot of fun with when I was a kid.
Yeah, the Super Bowl did not make it.
Has not made it yet.
Sir.
Well, that's an egregious overlook.
No, sir.
Okay, of the ones that were up this year that did not make the cut, did not get selected, I look at Uno.
The game Uno?
I love Uno. I've been playing Uno for years, and, you know, that's a fun game.
Here's my problem with Uno, and I like Uno. Don't get me wrong. I've played plenty of games of Uno in my lifetime. But Uno is basically Crazy Eights. There's not a big difference between Uno and Crazy Eights. And, I mean, maybe there's a little bit of a bigger deck, and you can, then there's a couple of more wild cards and things like that beyond the eights. And I guess there's a skip the next player card, which is not involved
and then there's
Crazy Eights.
The cousin to Uno, which is Skip-Bo.
I have no idea what Skip-Bo is.
Never played Skip-Bo?
No, I'm not Skip-Bo. But I hear you. Uno is a heck of a game.
Have you played Skip-Bo? No.
Could you want to give us a little Skip-Bo primer here?
Clearly, I don't have time to go into all that because it's a very complicated game.
Well, your Frisbee and your Hula Hoop were both inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
There you go.
So you
Frisbee.
Got two of your things. But Super Bowl is not in there. Well, I think maybe because they let the ball in by itself, that covers...
Yeah, but the Super Bowl was a different kind of ball. It was also very dangerous,
my brother actually almost knocked his eye out.
Yeah, because
he
would slam that thing down.
That's right.
It would bounce
on the driveway,
like 50 feet
and
high.
As he was looking, waiting for it to, as kids, you not, my brother David, he's in our driveway. He's looking up in the sky, waiting for it to come down, waiting for it. Where did it go? I can't believe it went so high. But
bonk.
Boom. Right in his eye.
His
eye. Every mother's nightmare. You'll take your eye out with that thing, it actually.
But the more dangerous thing was when you would throw it to the ground, it would hit you in the face on the way up.
Well, you're not supposed to look at it as it's hitting the ground.
It happened,
though. You didn't read the instruction book.
It never happened to me.
There is a safety list there.
I never had that problem, others did.
Joe in Germantown, what needs to be in the Toy Hall of Fame? What was your favorite toy, Joe?
I like Robot Commando. I thought it was...
You sound like a Robot Commando right now, Joe. What's going on with your phone there? Yeah, Robot Commando?
Yeah, Robot Commando. I'm just tired. It's 5:30. I've been teaching all week. You know how it goes.
All right.
Got to drive from Germantown to Baltimore and back.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your problem.
You're harsh and mellow.
Yeah.
But I don't remember Robot Commando. G.I. Joe is in there and his Kung Fu Grip, but I don't remember Robot Commando. Tom in Gainesville, you're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, A. The best toy of all time, the Evel Knievel motorcycle that you revved up and let it go, and it would jump over these.
Yeah. Now, is this the one where you would like, pull it backwards and then let it go? All right.
Well, you'd put it also in a little device. You'd just wind it up with this rolling thing
and
let it go.
That's right. And did you pump it? Did it have a little handle that pumped it up? No, it just revved up with the back wheel, and then you let it go.
Exactly. That was awesome. Great jumps.
Thank you, Tom. I remember. Yeah. Do you remember also those cars that had like the big plastic
strip
inside it with the handle, and you'd pull that thing, and then that would go on and jump? What were those called? Like STP cars? They had the STP stickers on them.
A little later, I'll tell you one that I really loved was HO scale cars. The little electric on the track.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Like the Hot Wheels and the deal like that. It's 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine Corps General Joe Dunforth, told service members gathered to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday that when he first visited Iraq last October, things didn't look too good. The general continued by saying he sees proof every time he's visited since that the strategy to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant is working. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, the Beltway, two items. First, on the Beltway heading through Bethesda, Rock'em Sock'em Fender Bender on the inner loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. So what you need to know, if you're coming around from, say, 270 or around from Old Georgetown Road, starting to see those brake lights, fire and rescue units are responding again on the inner loop of the Beltway as you pass 355 and toward Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop, no delay. And a reminder on this federal holiday, reversible roadways will carry two-way traffic today. Very important to note. 270 with travel lanes open. Maryland Beltway, our second item, will be on the outer loop after River Road before the American Legion Bridge, confined to the right shoulder. No delay, but do watch for that accident cleanup activity. And Virginia, southbound 95, south of the Beltway, south of Backwick Road, the crash along the right side. Northbound lanes open, no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little bit of a breeze this morning. High pressure remains dominant. Cold front on March, though. Cooler by tomorrow. 63 this afternoon as the winds diminish with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Nice Friday night out, clear but chilly late. 38 degrees outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow and chilly, 53. On Sunday, mostly sunny. It'll wake up frosty and we'll get in the low 60s in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees at 546.
It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor.
Possibly one of the most re-recorded and covered songs of the last two decades in America, three decades. Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And we learned late yesterday that Leonard Cohen died at the age of 82, a great songwriter and poet. And I'll never forget the first time I was exposed to Leonard Cohen. I knew this song, you know, because you hear that song a
lot. Where did you first hear it, though? I first heard it on the soundtrack to the movie Shrek. Rufus Wainwright. That was the first time I
heard definitely heard it before that. I think it was during my years when I was living in New York in the early 90s.
He wrote the song a long time before it sort of got discovered.
Yeah, and I remember a colleague of mine who worked with me at the theater company that I worked for. I went over to his house. He was having a party, and he had this giant Leonard Cohen poster, and I'd never heard of him. And I said, "Who's this Leonard Cohen guy?" Because he started, I think, as a very much of a boutique East Coast kind of, you know, Greenwich Village sort of a more obscure kind of Bob Dylan type, right? Because he would just sit on the stage in his dark glasses and his hat and just do these monotone songs. Almost some of his delivery was just so low key and so monotone. And so he said, "Oh, you've never heard of Leonard Cohen? Oh, hold on, let me put it on." And he had, and CDs were around, but he had albums, and he put on the album, and we sat there drinking bourbon, listening and smoking cigars, listening to Leonard Cohen, and it was like, okay, this fits. You know, it fit the whole mood. I mean, listen.
Vilified, crucified in the human frame, a million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker.
Wow, that's...
This is classic Leonard Cohen. You want it darker? I mean, he's just really moody music and very cool, eclectic poems that he just sort of kind of sings, you know?
It's like Barry White, almost.
Listen, it's an acquired taste for a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's definitely a taste I would not acquire.
Very influential guy. Bird on the Wire
but
was...
But you mentioned the thing, you can write a great song... But not necessarily be the person who delivers it the best.
Well, other people did sing his stuff for sure. Stuff, but people who were devotees of Leonard Cohen just loved what he did. And apparently seeing him live was an out-of-body experience because he was,
on the wire, like a drum in some old midnight choir.
Heard this one before, sure.
I have tried in my way to be free.
Well, you'll be hearing a lot of Leonard Cohen as the day goes on, I think. Incredibly influential and inspiring songwriter. A lot of people cite him as one of their inspirations in terms of how they constructed the verses of their songs and their rhymes, the inner rhymes that he had. By the way, Canadian. Leonard Cohen, Canadian, and now dead at the age of 82. Rest in peace, Leonard Cohen. It's 5:50.
Time to check in with El Rushbo. On election night, as it became clear that Donald Trump had found a pathway to victory, Van Jones of CNN went racial. After calling the idea of a Trump presidency a nightmare, Van Jones said this was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president, in part. The next day, the Washington Post ran a piece titled How Trump Won the Revenge of Working Class Whites. Now, Van Jones' communist comments are despicable, and the Washington Post narrative of racial revenge is just as ugly. Obama was elected president twice with the votes of African Americans and Americans of every race, including massive support from whites. So where does revenge fit into the equation? Tuesday was a change election. Wages are stagnant. The economy's been sucking wind for the last two terms. Obamacare's a bust. Illegal immigration's out of control. People are worried about their safety, and law enforcement is under assault. People voted the way they did on serious, substantive issues. The economy, health care, immigration policy, security. Liberals smear the voters of this nation when they trivialize these problems and dismiss their motivation as racial. And it's ridiculous. The status quo, right now, unacceptable. People want this country put on the right track. Voters decided Hillary wasn't the person to do it, and she's gone, plain and simple. Liberals complain the country is polarized. They are the ones doing the polarizing.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's CecilsTractors.com.
Check it out. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And if you want to look 10 or 15 years younger around the dinner table, pick up the phone now and order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Donna from right here in Maryland wrote in to tell us, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Esotique XV is better than anything you can find in department stores. Why? Plant stem cells, natural peptides, hyaluronic acid, and flower extracts. Amazing ingredients and a proprietary-based delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. Call 800-525-2720 to try Esotique XV for yourself. You'll feel the difference and see the results very quickly or your money back. Call now, and for the first time, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness free with your order. Best offer of the year. Try Esotique XV risk-free today and get Genucel as your gift. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is now 5:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, hoping for a light commute this morning with this Veterans Day. Remember, reversible roadways carry two-way traffic. We do have two hang-ups right now. First, on the Maryland Beltway Interloop, as you're trying to get through Bethesda, the crash is on the Interloop before you get to Connecticut Avenue, so it's causing some slowdowns there. Outer Loop, I'm not seeing any delays coming out of Greenbelt toward 270. And the second hiccup is going to be Virginia South on Interstate 95. As you come off the Beltway, the accident is south of Backlick Road. Stay to the left there to get by. Delays almost back to the Beltway. Northbound side, your lanes are open, and no delay northbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of a breeze out of the northwest. Gusty winds will diminish, though, through the morning into the afternoon. Clouds, sunshine, not too bad at 63, but staying dry through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Larry O'Connor here to talk about getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. You know, there's a lot of clutter out there, and it can be very confusing when it comes time to find the right realtor. That's why I just love recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. My personal experience with the Reynolds team has been, well, amazing. I know why Debbie and Sarah have been named top-ranked agents for four consecutive years by the Wall Street Journal. That's right, 4 years in a row. You see, what sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with thousands of ready home buyers looking to buy right now. You know, they may already have a buyer for you. And even better, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and they sell three times faster than the average agent. Don't go for average, go for Debbie and Sarah. They're waiting for your call now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
Federal employees, you know, need to know how to take advantage of the benefits they have, and they need to understand what their choices are as they're going into retirement, because in an ever-changing political climate, the federal employee has to be prepared to handle their own personal situation.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
The Redskins are back in action, and they face a tough battle with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk to Trevor Maddich.
Also, the Democrats, poor dears, they're trying to figure out why.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.